Yeah, I saw that there. So, why is the referee in six man cups? 52, 54, and 56.
54, and 56.
Yes, it's six man. Oh, the six man cup game, yeah. Okay. How many games are referee?
Yeah.
Do you know? At least 800. I referee 92 in 1 year. 1954, I think.
How much you get paid in those days?
Yeah, it was $12.15 a mile.
$12 a game.
$12.15 a mile.
That's 15 cents a mile.
And $15 for the finals when you're playing the final game.
That's 15 plus the 12?
No,
or 15 is that it?
Oh. We weren't big paid men them days.
Like they are now, eh?
Yeah.
Overtime? Yeah. But nothing for expulsions. Now, mostly senior, but did you referee the other levels?
Oh, yes, I refereed the junior in the middle cup.
Did you in the middle cup?
Oh, sure. Middle cup in 1955. And milk up in 1953. And I went to Winnipeg to referee the finals in the Middle Cup, and it was Winnipeg playing Vancouver.
What year was that? 1955, the Middle Cup, you were in Winnipeg.
I refereed, and then we came back to Long Branch and played the Middle Cup that year. Well, I went to Winnipeg to referee a game between Vancouver and Winnipeg in 1955. And Winnipeg beat Vancouver 2-1 in a 3-game series. So Winnipeg came down and played Long Branch for the Middle Cup.
So you were in the, what you would call a semi-final Man Cup.
So the Middle Cup that year, I refereed, I think, about 2 games in that series. It went 5 games, I know that.
Okay, I think I got most of your career.
I think you did.
Okay.
And then I did coach a little bit. 1959, Coach Long Branch Monarch, that was in the senior team. After 59, they became court credit.
We're senior, eh?
Yeah. Just like the major here now.
Yeah. Then I know you coached the rep. You were the first coach of the rep.
Yeah, 1961.
Holy shit. 1961.
And I coached the Mimico Juniors in 1964, and I beat Bishop when he had that good team.
Okay.
And Mimico, hey, fine, we'll be here.
Okay, well, first coach of Brooklyn, you didn't last the whole season, though.
No, I
quit. You fired or quit?
I quit because I, business reasons, I was the manager of the parks department.
Oh,
I was
of all this time, were you still living at, like, after you
came back? I lived in Etobicoke.
Okay. Living
in Etobicoke. 31 year old drive in Etobicoke.
Okay, now, after the 61 when you're coaching, what year was it when you coached junior?
Mimico Juniors, 1964. That was the last year I coached. Since then I've been retired.
I remember that Mimico team back then, 64?
Oh yeah, Greg Mayer and Ross Olsen, yeah. Johnny Dale, with
those guys.
Davey O'Brien.
But you didn't beat Bishop's team because they won the Mel Cup.
They won that year, but I beat them 1 game. That was something to beat that.
They tried. I might even have that scrap.
You might have a scrap on that. Pete was playing. No, Pete was playing.
Oh,
you
beat later.
67, you played. 66, I think he played for me. 67, 68, 69, he played for those three.
Bishop. Okay. So that was your coaching career.
That's my coaching career.
In case we ask him about that.
Hockey career, you got my coaching career, and my roster and referee, and now I'm retired. Put that
in. Well, we'll get to that.
Let's see,
this is the
spectator for the Brooklyn Red
Wings.
You still got more here.
Yeah, This is the story, you know that book that I got, that Marco book. Well, this is gonna, I'm gonna fancy it up, and I want to get interviews in there to make it. Cause people don't just like stats, like some people do, but and in each little section, I'll break it up and I'll have interviews, and I thought of another way of getting more stories too. So I'm gonna, you know, on the internet, I'm gonna get people and. I'll give Lewis a beer.
Where the hell is my second beer there? Murph? Is that beer over there, Murph?
Yeah, that's your beer.
What was your career highlight as a player and as a rap? For the one thing that stands out in your memory, the most as a player and a rap. Okay. What would you be your highlight of playing?
Well, my highlight refereeing would be the Man Cup, that's all. There's no other thing than that, but refereeing the Man Cup. That would be your highlight refereeing.
Okay. And for playing?
Of course,
hat tricks.
Well, the hat tricks and the playing the provincial championship in 1943. See, in 1940 and 1941, Brooklyn played senior league in it, and Old Song beat it both years.
What years were that?
The 40 and 41.
40 and 41.
We played, it was senior B, we called it.
You lost,
we lost Stone Sound, both years. Well, yeah, that's right.
See, this will be down now, it'll be there forever.
See, in 1936, I was playing hockey for Whitby, and we went to the provincial intermediate championship, and we got beat by Durham, mate.
What year again?
1936. Very second to one. I started to play OHK hockey in 1933.
Well, I'm not going back this hockey stuff, because hockey's not that important. But you know, you're going to have some hockey.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did play a lot of hockey. That was my first game.
So, the hat tricks are provincial play in 1942. Okay, now, is there anything that stands out? Like, not necessarily you playing or refereeing, but stands out in your memory of lacrosse over the years. Like.
Well, I think one of the most interesting things in lacrosse was 1985 when Brooklyn won the Man Cup in New Westminster.
To be in down 43
three games. Yeah, that was. The score was 5-4.
What do you call it, one?
Well, no, the goaltender knocked the fifth goal in for New Westminster.
Who was the goalie? Quinlan?
Yeah, Quinlan. That was, I think, most the highlight of, you know.
When you think back all those years, it's 85.
Yeah.
That's funny. Like, I would have thought you'd be thinking of the 30s or 40s or something.
Well, no, well.
You were out there, didn't you?
I was out there.
You and your brothers went
there. Well, we were out there. I was out there every year from 85, 87, and 89. I went every year.
So, Bill,
Luther. 85, I was out there too.
Bill Luther and you.
Yeah. We were all out there.
And that's a highlight of you?
Well, I would say that.
That you can think of.
Yeah.
I can remember seeing you guys, the three of us, people. It would be 86 or up in Peterborough, and I remember you get your beer out at the back of the
truck. I remember Murray and I went to Peterborough in 1990, and I remember that. You know, I think the best lacrosse team could be wrong.
Best lacrosse team of all time.
Brooklyn 1990.
That's my two.
It was one of the best lacrosse teams I've seen for a long time. We had both teams that year.
Yeah.
We had Maris. We had Douglas. We had Ken Douglas. And we had that was a good hockey lacrosse team.
That's the best I ever seen.
I would say. I have to agree with you. I've told a lot of people tonight. But there were some great lacrosse players back when I played.
Yeah, I want to hear both. I want to see, because I could fill in from the 90s all the time.
Yeah.
I want to hear about the 30s and 40s. Who were the best? Who's the best lacrosse player? Oh, no, I got that in another place.
Well,
who were the top? Okay. Who was the top three you've ever seen play the game?
Keith.
All right, I know. Bill Isaacs has got to be in there, though.
Not Blaine, it was Kenny Dixon.
He's still alive, listening.
Yeah.
I got his phone number.
Yeah, Kenny Dixon, only 73 years old. Kenny Dixon. Racers like Sutter Brand and those all kinds of the names.
It's hard to.
Took time and figured I could give you a better listing some other time.
What about Conacher? Did you ever play
with him? He was ahead of me.
Or Lionel?
Yeah, Lionel. He was ahead of me. I did play with Reggie Hamilton, Reese Thompson.
Lacrosse,
and then the Stukas. They all played with us. Football then. I remember we had a big team there, but Reggie Hamilton, Anna Stukas, and Reese Thompson. He's a pro hockey player too. And you know Reggie Hamilton played for the Argos.
Reggie Hamilton played for the Leafs.
Yeah, for at least 3 years.
They were on your team?
Oh yeah.
Yes. What team year would that be?
1940. 43.
Did you ever play with Bill Isaacs or did you?
No, I played against him in the playoffs.
And Dixon, did he play on your team?
No, I played against him. Many players with Archie Dixon, Jack Williams. Donnie McPhail was one of the toughest guys that I ever played across. And he could really fight.
How would he make go against Scotty McMichael?
Oh, shit. Well, I think he'd take me. He was a tough boy. And he was a damn good lacrosse player, too. Tough as nails.
Damn good.
Oh, yeah. First, I can remember listening to him having a fight in Barry, and I tell you, that was a fight. It wasn't just a little function.
Did you used to play center,
eh? Yeah, he played with me in 46.
What team was that again? Instead of going back to the
Condit shorts.
Who's
better? I was a more Finnish player than Luther.
More what?
Finnish player.
Okay.
Luther was tough as nails though. Right, so he's right. I bet you a quarter he knocked some of these guys out in about 1 minute. I seen him knock two or three guys out of the core in a few
times. These guys are twins. Did you ever have your fights together?
Not too well. We got along pretty good.
You didn't want to play with it,
eh? No. We did that guy for sure. He was a tough cookie boy.
How much younger was Bill with you guys?
3 years.
So
in 1917.
He didn't quite hang around with you that much, eh?
Well, he was no fighter. He couldn't be. Bill was tough though. He was 210 pounds. He was a tough boy. Not too tall, 5'8", but really built.
Must be 5'8", 210 pounds.
He was a really, really solid. So you were all solid as far as that. Every year we take young Doug. He's solid too.
Doug is the one I don't know.
No, he was down here a couple of weeks ago.
I know Sully, but
Doug was the best, I'll tell you. If he could skate as well as I could skate, I was a good skater. He had a lot of speed. Doug could handle his life. He played for Brooklyn in 64 and 65 and they won.
Yeah, I got all those stats from 61 on, but I don't remember.
Doug was a good athlete.
Was there any players that play today that you could rank up there with those guys back in the 30s? Would you put Gary Gate in your top?
Yes, the Gate boys. I think they're wonderful at those players. But I would say, I don't want to sound thing, but I would say there were a lot better stick handlers and goal scorers back in the, right after the war, before the war, in the 50s. There were a lot of good lacrosse players. They could hit a, you know, they could really swing it.
Do you think that's because I know when I was younger?
I think they're doing a little better this year, but I see that the checking is very much better this year than it was last year, whether it's the coaching or not.
At least this way, they know.
But they're better checkers. See, Pete was Pete was a hell of a good defenseman playing with Josh. They couldn't beat him. He could really. You know, and he was strong, big. See, Pete played about 180 pounds, you know. He's not tall, but he's big. And they're playing much better defensively. Even all the teams, I think. St. Clair, and they have been the last few years because there's been chicken shit as far as defense goes. But they're hitting harder now.
Yes,
you see a few more. You see a few. Oh, a few guys went down. See?
Like Williams when he ran into that guy.
Yeah. But there's one thing I used to really clamp down was I was running up the floor and some son of a bitch went into me and knocked me flat and the balls were right over there. You know where he went? He went to the penalty box because I hated that. There's no interference. And it's hard to call interference in football. Very hard. Very hard. When you get in the 15-foot circle, you just can't call it. So you gotta allow the defensive guy to have it. No sense in it. The guy push right back into the crease and drop the ball in there. So you gotta let him have a little leeway in there. I don't understand the refereeing today. I saw plays up here where two guys were checking. They were both waiting for the ball, and they blew the bloody whistle and give it to one guy. How the hell can you do that? There's only two guys involved. If the third guy's involved, it's an interference, see? That guy spears, you know, tonight, pretty shaky.
Did you have any favorite players when you were, you know, I guess?
Well, I had the Gares, Norm Gares, another guy, Gordon Gares, still alive, with a double across the board.
Well, there's Gordon, Norm, and who's the
Norm? Jack. Jack.
Were they all brothers? That's
yeah,
right.
And Toad. Toad Gares.
Who?
Toad, his name was
T-O-D-E?
T-O-D-E.
I never heard that one.
Toad Gares. I know what the hell his first name was.
I've never seen that. I got stats in the industry, but
T-O-A-D.
Oh, that was his dad. What was his real name?
No.
I might think of it, but we always call him Toad, see?
Did you know
it's Norm? He went to the Olympics in 1932 with the Canadian Olympic team.
For what?
Lacrosse. Norm was good, but his brother Gord was a great lacrosse player. He won the senior championship.
Was the best?
Oh, yes, Gord was better than Jack. Jack had a good underhand shot. The Gares. There was four Gares good at one time.
Totally, I never heard of him, so was he not as good as the other three?
He just has good, steady lacrosse character. He wasn't a star like Gord and Norm.
Because those other ones, they all...
Yeah,
especially Norm and Gord, they're in the top 10. Graham Gare, which
is son of Gord Gare. Gord Gare had a son and a daughter, and a son died, and the daughter and the son are both doctors.
Yeah, right.
And Graham's a doctor. In fact, I
was a hustler too.
Christ, could he run too? Remember, this guy, I had Johnny Dale, Ross Olson. Johnny Dale played for the... You remember Johnny Dale played for the... And he also played for 67 Redmond. Johnny Dale.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was Johnny Dale, Ross Olson, and Gord Gare, Graham Gare. And the whole crew could run like hell. He's there. That's why we'll be with
him. Who's John Dale?
Yeah, John Dale. See, I brought John Dale and Rich Lilly and Davey O'Brien all down from Mimico in 65 and 66.
I thought Ralph Olson would be a little bit older than those other two.
No, they're all the same. They played junior with me in 64.
Okay. I got one. Can I answer anyone? Okay. I've got
these final questions because we've got almost an hour here on tape.
Okay, so now we'll let you rattle on whatever we want to talk about. That's good enough for me here. And we'll just keep going and whatever comes out, and then I'll put it all together and we'll make a good story of it. So you had to get this, Lewis. You had to get it because someday you won't be around yet. You know, another 15 years.
Yeah, that is true. No, I just enjoy watching my golf, and I think the game. I think it just lacks a little bit of fire.
Well, tonight in
this is not a bad game tonight. Very good game. See, in my day we always had like McPhail is going to play. They're going to play traffic, McPhail and Nelson, the papers would say, it's going to be a big drought tonight, McPhail and Nelson. They've taken the flare away from the game. Some guy like Scotty McNamara, they bring the crowd over.
Yeah.
And if you could not get the OLA to understand that, see, people will not come to see a bunch of pussyfoots out playing a game like lacrosse, football, or hockey. There's no sense about it. I don't like too many fights because it slows the game down. But tonight we had a couple fights. They were good fights. Nobody got hurt. But they just lacked that flair of somebody. We had, like when I was playing the varsity in the AL Major, we had Ab Grant. He had the goddamn crowd hollering. Mad as hell, and he was only putting the show on. We haven't got that kind of a flair. And the OLA is responsible. Ab Grant, yeah, he was a good guy. Softball pitcher.
OLA is responsible. I'd love to do something like that.
See, we like that, and that's...
Don't you think a lot of it, though, is so we don't have any newspaper coverage?
Well, it could be some. See, well, we had good newspaper coverage. When I played, we had Bunny Morrison Telegram. We had,
Did they write in the Telegram?
Yeah, yeah, Bunny Morrison did, and we had Lou Marsh. We had Jim Vipon of the Grove Mill. We had a lot of good, and they covered the game. Christ, I've been out in Mimico, and when Jim Vipon was sitting in the stands with Gene Dow. We like that.
Well, look at the...
We haven't got the guy at the head of the thing. At one time, the OLA used to have a guy like Russell T. Kelly, Minister of Health, Ontario. Freddie Sanford's father, the production manager for Anaconda Brass.
Was that Sandy's dad?
What?
Was Sandy Sanford? Danny
Sanford, all the way here. No, that other Sanford. This Sanford was up in Birmingham. These guys were all prominent businessmen, and they were presidents of the OLA.
They had
Blair was president of the OLA. He was a pastor. He was in his own business. We had Marty Cattell, who was the president of the OLA. He was a funeral director. We had great... Now you got some Kinhorn guy, like a guy named Foster up in Sarnia. Pushman, the president of LA. We like that type of man.
I thought Chuck Miller was the president of LA.
Who?
Chuck Miller, isn't he the president?
No, Chuck Rowan was the secretary of the LA.
No, but right today, isn't that?
Gene Dopp. And all those type of guys ahead of the LA. Now we got all
the
problem men. We got nobody. Who is the president of the LA now?
I thought it was Chuck Miller.
Chuck who?
Chuck Miller.
Yeah, and then Will. What the hell does he do?
What's he do for a loan?
The way the society is now, businessmen don't get involved, but like, great Russell T. Kelly had a team in Hamilton. He had Jack Gehr and them guys work for him, you know. He had a business and also the minister of that. We had some very prominent men, like Gene Dopp. You remember Gene Dopp?
Oh, I know.
Christ, at one time he played on the Allen Cup championship, Argonaut football team, and the Simons lacrosse team, two championships in 1 year, 1915.
Yeah. I'm going to get this. You played for the Argos?
Yes.
It was a hockey team.
Hockey team was, I named it, Toronto.
I got it on here.
Varsity?
Yeah. Oh, it was,
Argos. St. Simon? Simon?
Yeah, it was a lacrosse team.
St. Simon, yeah.
And the Toronto Riversides, they were Toronto Riversides, that was.
Allen Cup?
Allen Cup, yeah. I remember that. Just like Lance Conacher, he played on all the team, football team, and the lacrosse teams.
He was after it, then, wasn't Lionel?
Yeah, Lionel was after it. Lionel was in the early 20s.
St. Simon's, was that man or middle?
Man.
Oh, did you say the same here?
Oh yeah, he played on Team Dopp. That was well known. He played on the 3-10. Old Dopp was a tough old player.
Did you know there was a third Isaacs? Did you know that?
No, Lance died in 1937.
I got the clipping from that. I should bring it out to you.
1937, he died in Maple Leaf Garden.
Yep. Did I give you a copy of that old Maple Leaf Garden Man Cup, 1937-38. It's a program for Maple Leaf Gardens.
I remember going to the Man Cup in Maple Leaf Gardens in 1935. When Rio was playing the North Shore Indians.
I think that might be the year I got that. Did I get
to
it?
I don't think I did.
I'll have to get a copy.
I grew up in Brooklyn. That was great lacrosse. Paper Bane, Rich Berger,
because North Shore only made it one year.
They were 35 they went.
I got the program for that year.
Photocopy. They had big crowds in them games too, boy.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you in the 30s and 40s, like your college.
There were 6, 8, and 10,000 people
at Mayfield Gardens.
Yeah. Well, we played in Mayfield Gardens in 1956 too, you know. I refereed in Maple Leaf Gardens.
That's the Man Cup, you know?
Yeah. Not Ashby Hitt, no, it was a Dougie Smith, he did now.
Yeah, he was good.
He was a good player.
Someone was talking about him the other night to me.
Little chunky guy, about 5'8". He was a dirty little bastard.
You won the scoring race too, wasn't
you? Oh, he was a great lacrosse player. Just used to read help. He wouldn't be on the floor anymore here. See, he was one of those guys that really got the crowd going. You know what I mean? That,
he played for St. Catharines, didn't he?
Even Scotty McMichael used to draw out people. You can talk as you like, but he was only putting the show on, you know. McPhail was like that, you know. These guys were—they had the flair, you know. They talk about the flair.
That little son of a bitch.
Good for the game, you know. Good for the game. That game tonight, the first part, the last part, it was very exciting.
Yeah, it was the first part.
It was a little slow, but it was so close all the time. I thought when they got ahead of Brooks, one net there, who scored the 7-0?
Tavares scored at 18:01.
Who?
John Tavares scored at 18:01. That put them ahead.
Yeah. If they get Kennis and Clark and Park all playing healthy.
What's wrong with Park?
Clark is short. Park, I mean, shoulder.
Yeah.
Not very long?
Shoulder.
I don't know.
No, they don't know.
Clark's not how long. They don't know how long.
But. No. Depends on what it's like. It's separated as bad, but. Clark's a good, steady lacrosse player, you know. He's not bad.
Clark's out for the rest of the regular season with a stump. So it's coming back. He might be back Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Park, I just heard tonight, Peter Park, I just heard a shoulder. I don't know how long.
I heard you actually say neck. Maybe a cramp in his neck. I don't think it's serious.
I would say that win tonight, they should get in the playoffs now.
Oh, there you go.